皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
幸子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2 number 15.Dave comes to Japan. Again, season 2 is designed to reinforce lessons, grammar points, vocab that we learned in the first season, which is actually the ongoing season. Now, if this level is too easy for you, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have so many more lessons, so many things going on. There's something for everybody. Now, in today's lesson, we'll be reviewing the polite past tense and teikuru. Now, Natsuko-san, today's conversation will be formal, informal. What do we have going on with the politeness level?
Formal Japanese.
Formal Japanese. Sachiko-san, what kind of relationship do these two people have?
I would say they were colleagues or acquaintances, but not too well. They don't know each other too well.
Yeah. And that's why they're using, we'd like to say, textbook. Teine, polite Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go.
Dave-san!いつ日本に帰ってきましたか？
先週の木曜日に帰ってきました。
カナダはどうでしたか？
寒かったです。
カナダのシロクマは元気でしたか？
いいえ、元気じゃありませんでした。
どうして？
おいしいアザラシが取れません。
どうして？
カナダも暖冬です。海が全部凍りません。だからアザラシが逃げます。
まあかわいそうですね、シロクマは。でも、アザラシには良かったかも。もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。デイブさん、いつ日本へ帰ってきましたか？
先週の木曜日に帰ってきました。
カナダはどうでしたか？
寒かったです。
カナダのシロクマは元気でしたか？
いいえ、元気じゃありませんでした。
どうして？
おいしいアザラシが取れません。
どうして？
カナダも暖冬です。海が全部凍りません。だからアザラシが逃げます。
まあ、かわいそうですね、シロクマは。でも、アザラシには良かったかも。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
Dave san, いつ日本に帰ってきましたか?
Dave, when did you get back to Japan?
先週の木曜日に帰ってきました。
I returned last Thursday.
カナダはどうでしたか?
How was Canada?
寒かったです。
It was cold.
カナダのシロクマは元気でしたか?
Are the polar bears well?
いいえ、元気じゃありませんでした。
No, they're not well.
どうして?
Why?
おいしいアザラシが取れません。
They can't catch delicious seals.
どうして?
Why?
カナダも暖冬です。海が全部凍りません。だからアザラシが逃げます。
It's also warm winter in Canada. The ocean didn't freeze completely, so the seals escape.
まあ、かわいそうですね、シロクマは。でも、アザラシには良かったかも。
poor polar bears. But...It may be good for the seals.
夏子さん、会話はどう思いましたか？
困りましたね。カナダも暖冬ですか。
So they're having warm winters in Canada as well. That must be a problem. It's a problem here in Tokyo too.
東京も暖冬ですね。
Yeah, definitely agree. Tokyo too, it's a warm winter. It's a great vocab word. And speaking of vocab words, let's get to that.
First one is...
先週
Last week, the week before.
Se-n-shu.
週、先週。
You can use this expression also for days and months, right?
Yes, we can.
先日、
the other day.
先月、
last month.
So when used for days, it's not exactly about yesterday, but some days before.
What does the range go up to? Like,
I wonder.
The other day I was writing a formal email, mm-hmm. and I had met with some people about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
But I put in the email, 先日.
Mm-hmm.
So it was already 2 weeks, but I put the other day.
Yeah, right.
I think that's okay. I use it for the last time I met you, is right. how I use it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Be it 2 months ago, 3 months ago, if I wanted to say, oh, the last time I met you, we had a lot of fun, I would say, 先日はとても楽しかったですね。
Wow. 勉強になりました。
Mm-hmm. Well, but maybe not up to years.
Yeah, not year. After 6 months, I wouldn't use it, mm-hmm. I don't think.
An expiration period of six
yes.
months. All right, there'll be an asterisk in the PDF.
Okay, next.
木曜日
Thursday.
木曜日 木曜日
So combining it with the previous word, how would you say last Thursday?
先週の木曜日
So there's a no in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Can you give us a sample sentence?
先週の木曜日も雨だった
It was rainy last Thursday too. Okay, next.
寒い
Cold.
寒い寒い
Now, Natsuko-san, in Japanese, we have another word that means cold to refer to something else.
Yes, 冷たい。
That also means cold. What's the difference between 冷たい and 寒い?
寒い is a word used for weather and okay. like atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Temperature.
Mm-hmm. When you say 冷たい, you feel the coldness by touching something.
Like a glass of water?
Mm-hmm.
Or a cold desk?
Yes. Or ice? Snow?
Exactly.
So you're using one of your senses?
Yes.
Touch?
Mm-hmm.
Taste?
Yes. And 寒い is more like a state of being cold.
Ah. So that's a nice explanation.
So if you're in a room and you're just naturally cold, you say 寒い.
Mm-hmm. And also you use this for weather.And the temperature.
So it's cold today would be 今日は寒い.
Right.
And it would never be 今日は冷たい.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you can say 風が冷たい.
The wind is cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the confusion. Let's just go through a few because, this is one kind of sticking point that really, and this is what season two is all about, really reinforcing, you know, really going and really, you know, untangling the web.
Mm-hmm.
So Natsuko-san.
Yes.
When speaking about a person's characteristics,
mm-hmm.
the person can be?
冷たい
Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded. Now, going into the refrigerator, touching things in the refrigerator.
冷たい
Okay. What else do we have? Sachiko.
Ice cubes are?
冷たい
So again, touching. Say you take a bite of some ice cream, and it's really cold.
冷たい
So again, you're sensing it. If you can sense it,One of the, I guess, the five senses or any of the ones that would apply to this. Can't really smell cold, but you would go with 冷たい. And there are a few exceptions as such as a person being cold. All right, let's go on.
Sample sentence, please.
北国はとても寒い.
Northern regions are very cold. Next word.
取る.
To take, to catch, to capture.
取る、取る。
Next.
暖冬
Mild winter.
暖冬、暖冬。
今東京は暖冬ですね。
そうですね。
Tokyo is experiencing mild winter this year. Next.
全部
All. Entire. Whole. All together.
全部部、全部。
Sample sentence, please.
それを全部食べたら多いですよ。
That would be a lot of food if you ate everything. Somehow I hear that phrase said to me very often, but it's okay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm happy the way I am. Next word.
凍る.
To freeze. To be frozen over.
凍る. 凍る.
So if you wanted to say water freezes, what would you say?
水が凍る.
And when water freezes, it becomes?
氷.
Which is ice. It's very similar, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
凍る, the verb, and 氷, the noun.
Although they use different kanji.
Yes, a good point to remember. It looks completely different, so beware. All right, next word.
逃げる.
To escape. To run away.
逃げる. 逃げる.
Now, there's a word in Japanese that means to run away in the middle of the night to escape all your bad debts. What is that?
Really? I need that.
Really?
Listen carefully.
夜逃げ.
Which is to run away in the middle of the night.
I hope you don't need to use this.
Peter, why were you asking? Explain.
Nothing special.
Start talking. 夜逃げ's yo stands for?
Night.
It's the same character for 夜.
Yes.
And in this word, it's pronounced 夜, 夜逃げ. Next word.
白熊.
Polar bear.
白熊. 白熊.
This is interesting. 白 means
white.
熊 means
bear.
Altogether, it's
white bear.
Yeah. Mm. Polar bears are white. And so they're white bear. How cute. Okay, next word.
アザラシ.
Seal.
アザラシ. アザラシ.
I wonder if we can break this down too.
I'm not sure.
Not quite. Okay. Nice try though. It kind of sounds like tawashi, but maybe it's because they look like one.
What is tawashi?
Tawashi is a really useful device you use when you're washing the dishes. It scrubs really hard. What's it made of?
I'm not sure.
It looks like porcupine.
Yeah,
needles.
It's
looks like a bushel of porcupine needles. Uh-huh. It's brown.
Some kind of twigs twisted together.
Yeah.
Tawashi.
Mm-hmm. It's great for getting all the dirty dishes.
Sounds more like a punishment tool for bad kids.
Good idea. If I have kids, I'll use it.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid this has nothing to do with azarashi.
Okay. It just rhymes.
You know, the author of this story, I asked her, I said, Shirokuma wa hontou ni azarashi wo tabemasu ka? Do polar bears really eat seals?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, because her answer was, daikobutsu.
Ah, big word.
Uh-huh. Daikobutsu. One of their favorite things.
Yes.
Like their favorite thing, so.
I believe so. I never asked, but...
Yeah, I thought that was pretty relevant. I like that word. Daikobutsu. All right. Let's take a look at some of the lines in the sentence. Natsuko-san, can you give us the first line?
Dave-san, itsu Nihon e kaette kimashita ka?
Dave, when did you get back to Japan? Now, here we have kaette kuru. Now, the kuru here is an auxiliary verb.
Mm-hmm.
So... the fact that it's the past tense means that that action was completed.
Yes.
Came back to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another point of interest in this story.
Oishii azarashi ga torenai kara desu.
Yeah. In the vocab, we had toru,
mm-hmm.
to take. But here we have toreru.
Yes. Toreru.
And we have the subject marker ga. And then we have... delicious seals. I don't know about this one. Apologies for like
the poor seals out there. Never tried.
Never tried. Oh boy. Okay, but we have seals azarashi ga torenai. Natsuko-san, can you help us out with the grammar here? What's going on here? Is this toreru as in the potential?
It looks like so, but when you look at it carefully, you notice that it's not azarashi wo torenai, but azarashi ga torenai. So notice here, azarashi is the subject with a marker ga. So, azarashi aren't caught.
The seals aren't caught.
Mm-hmm. They're in a state of not being caught.
Good for them. Yeah, they're in a state of not being caught.
Mm-hmm. Phew.
So yeah, this is a concept you kind of have to get used to.
Yes.
With this construction. Nani nani ga torenai.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's in a state of not being caught. Mm-hmm. They're not being caught.
Yes.
Meaning, the bears aren't eating them.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get them.
Yes.
And the kara indicates that this is the reason. Because.
Yes.
They aren't caught. Okay? And finally, we want to take a look at the last line of this dialogue.
Demo, azarashi ni wa yokatta kamo.
But it may be good for the seals.
Now, at the end of the sentence, we have kamo.
Mm-hmm.
This is short for?
Kamoshirenai.
Which is short for?
Kamoshiremasen.
Yeah. And indicating chance, probability.
Yes.
Maybe. It may be. And yeah, I think it's really good for the seals. I don't think we need the probability here.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Now, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have the PDF. Inside the PDF, more information on the topics we covered today, plus inside the Learning Center, quizzes, tests, all sorts of things to bring it all together. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
また明日。